Lockheed Martin, you are wrong.
The feminist activist group Code Pink organized the protest. The group says Lockheed Martin provides approximately $14 billion in military hardware to Israel. Cynthia Papermaster is an organizer with Code Pink. She said that it's important to hold Lockheed Martin accountable for its participation in the Hamas-Israel war.
Lockheed Martin is the largest weapons company in the world, and they are supplying weaponry and munitions to the Israeli military, and the Israeli military is committing a genocide in Gaza.
Lockheed Martin did not respond to requests for comment. Protesters said the funds the government spends buying weapons from Lockheed Martin to send to Israel's military could instead be directed towards aiding Palestinians. Tony Souza is a former teacher, now working for the San Francisco Public Library.
I would like them to take the money away from weaponry and put it towards helping humans and stop this genocide in the Middle East. I've been over there. I've met people from Gaza, and they're just humans like you and me.
At an October press conference at the White House with Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese, President Biden said that Israel has the right to defend itself.
Israel has the right, and I would add responsibility, to respond to the slaughter of their people. And we will ensure Israel has what it needs to defend itself against these terrorists. That's a guarantee.
Code Pink said that Lockheed CEO James Taiclet and the company's board of directors, quote, have the blood of thousands of Palestinians on their hands. Eleanor Levin is a member of Code Pink. She said that she has a message for Lockheed Martin's leadership.
But I would say to them, where is your moral compass? Where is your sense of what is decent? And where is your sense of humanity in all of this? Is making money, does making money count more than lives?
For KPFA News, I'm Margot Pousset in San Francisco.